I came to Damanhur in 2004, and it touched me very much. For me, it felt like coming home. And I didn't want to leave when it was time to go home, because it felt like leaving my home again. And Damanhur inspired me so much in the idea that you can achieve much more than you think. I visited Damanhur for lots of times, and I lost the count. And I started to organize trips to Damanhur and workshops in the Netherlands, and this was great. So I developed myself very much because of Damanhur, because of the things that I learned. And at the end of the interview, I will tell you more about the Damanhur trip that I organized in June, with sleeping in the temples and visiting tree houses and so on. But now I want to give the word to Nyomo from Damanhur. Welcome, Nyomo.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome.
Can you tell us more about what Damanhur is and why, what you do and why?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Damanhur is one idea, one dream that was built together from a lot of different people. Our idea was to create a new society that can grow up in a different way, using spiritual means and using the idea that it's possible to live together, matching together the different qualities and the different aspects of the people, creating something that can be the sum and in the same time something more of the sum of the people. This is the basic idea. A lot of the Marurian live together from 20, 30 years, so from a lot of time, and that creates a very strong support for every dream, for every project, for every kind of new project that we want to sustain. So Damanhur is dream that is working. It's working better. And this means that it's possible for every people all over the world to make the same in a different way, with different colors, with different culture, with different kind of ideas, but with the same means, that the human being can live together and create something together, because this is possible. If someone did it, everyone can do it.
Yes, you are a big example for that. It, you can do it.
Yes. So create art and music. We create a temple inside the mountain, digging inside the mountain from 30 years. That is a huge room that can invite, that can have a welcome from a lot of people all over the world that want to pray and that want to have a touch and want to have a link with the spiritual idea of every people. And this was possible because we believe in it. So it is not more important to have more money, to have a lot of people. It's very important to believe in something, because the idea, the dreams, have a power that can build the world, literally build the world.
Yes, and you spoke about a dream, that groups can have dreams. What kind of dream did you have and do you have as people of Damanhur?
Well, the Damanhurian dreams are strongly connected to the idea of evolution. So we have dreams that can help the people, every Damanhurian, to create in the same time an individual dream and a global dream, where every people, every person can be a part, like a tail of a huge picture, where every people can be in the same time himself with his her ideas and individual ideas, and in the same time is part of a big picture that can be a huge dream. This is the magic aspect of Dahmer. We realize the method to create a huge picture where every people can stay inside this huge picture with his dreams, with her dreams, not changing his dreams for a collectivity idea.
Mm-hmm. So everybody has his own personal dreams and the group dream.
Yeah.
Of Dom and her.
Of course. The challenge is to match every different dreams to create a huge dream. This is possible because every people all over the world is made by dreams. It's made by the individual dreams. We say that it's very important today to rescue every people that need to sustain themselves, that need to live all around the world, because we are deleting, we are destroying the difference all around the world. The human being today will be, we can growing up only if we help every people to be himself, to be different, to create differences, to create a nuance all over the world. So we are working to preserve and to defend every difference.
And can you tell us what in what way you do that?
Yes, we do that creating the example that is possible to do that. Working every day, we have companies, we have foods, we have community, we have families, we have a lot of aspects that create an example. This is only an example that is only our idea of how it's possible to live. But every different people all around the world can create something very different. Our project is to realize a place that can sustain itself, that can be an example. It's only a message, it's only a very simple element that say we are living together and this is working. This is an example that can only send the message that this is possible. Because today, the people all over the world need to believe, need to have example, and need to have hope. Hope is one of the elements all over the world that is today is crucial.
Mm-hmm. And you spoke about families. Can you tell us more about how you live?
Yeah.
Together.
We live in different families in different places all around Italy, and we have some family, we have some group that is living outside Italy, and the group, the system of the group, is made by a small community. Every small community of the group have a different rule that they choose together, and in the same times they are part of the big system, the Dahmer system, where we preserve the difference of every family. The family are made by single, couple with children, and they live together with a territory and with dreams, of course. They have dreams about how to growing up every aspect of the family. And in the same time, they are part of the Dahmer system, of the Dahmer Federation. In that case, we create different organs, that are made by other organs, so we have an organic system that is similar not to the state, but to the different states that today we know, but that is similar to an organism. In that case, using the model of the organism, we are strongly connected with the nature of this planet that is different. Today we have a huge land with only one flag, with only one language, but in that case it's very dangerous because we are creating a huge systems that they have not differences. Using an organism idea, an organism structure, where every cell have a different color, a different rule inside the organism, we can have another kind of system that can work for us, in our idea, in our philosophy, in a better way, like an organism. So every family is made or have a strong connection with all the people, with the other people of the family, where every person can be not lonely, not alone, and can be attached with the other people, where you can connect with the other people.
So you live in one house with a family with around 20 people?
Yes, normally.
In average?
Yes, in average we have 10, 15, in some case 20 people, not more, not more of 20 people, because it's very dangerous, because there are critical numbers where completely change the kind of relation that you can have. So if you have a very large group, the best is to create more families that can be split, that can be divided in little families that can have connection together in a system where the people can have a direct connection with all the other people, knowing the names of the other people, knowing the stories of the other people.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important, the human relation. Human relation is basically.
Yes.
The best.
And you live also in a community, in a nucleo, you call that in Damanhur.
Yeah.
What's the dream of your nucleo?
The dream of my nucleo, in my case, our nucleo is growing up a new system to create gas from algae and from other elements, other waste, other food and other aspects that we waste. And the idea is to create a new kind of energy that can be produced for a few people, little families, for example, locally, without a huge system that creates energy, to be self-sufficient in terms of energy. In Damanhur, we are one of the two different groups, two different families, that is working a lot in this way to create a system that we want to reply, that we want to copy to other families when it will be done or it will work, to create energy in without spending money, only create energy for everything we produce and we waste.
So it's self-sufficient also.
Yes, it's self-sufficient, and it's only an example of different goal that we can have. There are nucleo that are focused on the digging and building of the temples of humankind, for example. Other group that are specialized to create companies, or I don't know, to have other nucleo that have a lot of territory. They, for example, have grapes and they produce wine or oil. For example, we have a family in Tuscany, in the middle of Italy, that creates a great quality of oil, olive oil, that we use for food, organic food.
Hmm.
Different example of projects and dreams that we have.
Yes. And you're also, for a very big part, self-sufficient in a lot of things.
Yes. We have a lot of self-sufficiency, for example, for the food, for the organic food, and for some kind of wood, because we have a lot of forest, and we can have wood for building and for fire. And we have today maybe the 80% of self-sufficient of energy, because we have a lot of solar panel and photovoltaics. So we are trying to be completely self-sufficient, to have the same the same aspect that can have a state, inside the Italian state.
Mm-hmm. And also there are there's a group living in the tree houses.
Of course, yeah.
Yes, the people are very interested in that always. So can you tell something about that?
Of course. Our first need is to create houses in the trees, without creating problems of with the trees. So the houses are built to help the tree to move himself, growing up, without creating problem to the building, to the houses. And the idea of to live in the houses, in the three houses, is to live in a different level from the ground, because if you are inside a wood, close to a tree, and you are living and sleeping, the best is the sleep, side of this project, sleeping in different levels connected to the trees, on the top, in the middle, on the roots, you can have different kinds of dreams and different kind of connection with the world of dreams. And this is an experimentation that is very interesting, because we discovered that using dreams, you can help the people to heal himself. There are dreams that can help the people to solve problems about different disease using the dreams.
And in what way? Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, of course. It's very simple, because you only need to dream close to a tree, because the trees, the world of the trees, is strongly connected with human being from the night of the history of the human being. In every different age, there was a strong connection with trees and human being. Creating again the same connection with trees, we can arrive to heal the people, because a lot of different healing, a lot of disease are connected with this connection with the three worlds of human being. Living in the cities, in the cement, living very far away from the trees, very far away from the nature, we are creating new disease that are connected with this division. If we live and sleep in a wood, this kind of trees and this kind of different houses, we create again the right connection that can help us to have again the right balance from human beings and trees. And this creates health, creates this very, very, very interesting results that the people can heal himself using only this very simple aspect, sleeping inside the trees.
Okay. Yes, when I'm in nature, I always feel much better than when I'm in the city, so...
Of course, of course. And this is connected to the green color. The green is a color that can help the people to rebalance the energy. Why green? Because green is the color of the plants. It's one aspect of this plant world that can help us to recreate the balance that we lost about human beings and trees. We need to be we need to have the right relation with the plant. Because today, we use the plant only, we cut the plants to create only wood for eat. The houses, but this is a very, very bad way to stay in touch with this world. It's very important not only to, for example, to eat an organic food or to make meditation, but it's very important to have the right connection with the trees and with the tree world, respecting this world and having a relation like another kind of creator that have intelligence, that have ideas, that have dreams like us. So if we live inside this different field, we can help the human being, and we can help every people, every person that live inside the woods, trees, to recreate this balance. And this is nice, very nice.
Yes. And also when I visit with a trip the tree houses, we also do the music of the plants.
Yes.
And that's very, very special thing that Damanhur does. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, of course. In the site of Damanhur, there are, for example, we are recently published very ancient videos digitalized from Super 8 video of the 70, where we are talking about this project. The research about connection with plants and human being was started in 1975 in Turin from the first group that created the Damanhur project. And the idea is very simple. Is to using, for example, some sensor that can use electricity or other kind of method, create a relation, a physical relation with the plant, and translating the signal that arrive from the plant using this different signal to create music. Music, because it's a kind of language that we can use to talk with the plant. Other kind of research was about create a strong relation with, I don't know, for example, the plant that you have in your house, for create another kind of lock for your doors and for your windows, because the plant can recognize yourself, or can recognize you, and can say, okay, you can enter in the house or not, or other kind of experiment where using this kind of connection with the plant, we can understand if will be some earthquake, because the plants are strongly connected with the planet, and they can feel days or weeks they can understand some weeks before that will be an earthquake.
Hmm.
And we can discover ourselves about the earthquake. So,
wow.
Yes. There was a lot of research about that in Amador from 1975 about that. because the plants are the whole people that live in that planet, so they can understand all about the planet. If we, if you conquer again the relation with the world of the plants, we can have a lot of information and a lot of help. The music of the plants is only one way to have a connection with the plant that is very simple and is very funny. Normally, it's very create a lot of results in the schools. We go all around Italy with our equipment, and we can connect every kind of plant with the generator of music. And a lot of children have an instant connection with the plant using the music on the plant in the schools. It's very funny.
Much easier for children to do that than for adults.
Yes, it's much, much easier because they naturally understand that the plant is a creator.
Hmm.
We normally lost this idea, but when we are very young, it's very easy to understand that they are only different in terms of shapes, in terms of form, but they are created like us.
Hmm. And sometimes Dam en Heur is in Holland, and sometimes there are also workshops with communication with the plant world.
Yes, of course.
Is there one in May also?
Yes, in May. The 24th of May, Condor, that is one of the founder of Dam en Heur and one of the people that was working from a long time in the relation with plants and human beings, will be in Holland to have a Dutch session of this kind of workshop about the connection with plants in the place near Utrecht that I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Where will be a meeting where he helped the people who have the relation with the plant and to create a very strong connection with the tree.
Okay, so that's sounds very interesting. And it's in Holland, so it's close by. You don't need to go to Dam en Heur to experience it.
We are in Holland every month. We are in Holland every month. And we are organizing this year. We want to organize a lot of workshops to present Dam en Heur and to present our projects because you in Holland have the right culture to understand that, for example, mm-hmm. organic foods or connection with the nature and high quality life of living is very important.
So I'm because you are coming to Holland every month, it's because of the School of Meditation that I also attend, so every month.
Yes.
School of Meditation is something that every Dam en Heurian does. Can you tell more about that? What is it?
Yes, the School of Meditation for us is the main course that we have in Dam en Heur. It's the main important course, and is the course where we together create the philosophy of living together, and is the base for every Dam en Heurian to realize himself, growing up inside our philosophy, because our culture, the nation of Dam en Heur, is based by spiritual growing up. It's not based, for example, like other lands, the idea of, I don't know, the work, the job, or money. Our very important meaning is to growing up in a spiritual way. So the meditation course is the course that permits us to to growing up. The name can be not so clear. It's not only the classic meditation. It's a meditation that in the same time is action and meditation, where we learn together. We study different books that talk about the spiritual growing up all over the world in different ages. And in the same time, we do something. Because for us, the spiritual growing up is do something. It's not only to say or to believe in something.
Mm-hmm. Yes, in Damanhur is the doing things. With your hands, it's very important. Not just meditate on a mountain, but the meditation is in the doing also.
Yes. Meditation is 24 hours a day. And every different creation, I don't know if you are cooking or if you are sleeping, everything can be meditated if you do it in the right way. Meditation helps us to arrive to this result, to have a 24 hours a day of meditation. This is our goal.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you spoke about spirituality. And
yeah.
I know that Damanhur has a vision about that. What's the vision of Damanhur? Bless you.
Thank you.
Yes. Spirituality for us is to divinize the matter, divinize everything. What means? It means that it's not important what you are doing, what you do. It's very important what is the kind of color that you make of everything you do. If you can do a lot of different things all over the day and all over your week, the best is to signify to everything you do. If you add signified, if you only do something only for one signify, that you can increase the quantity of signify of everything you do, you are divinizing the matter, because you are using the thought, and not only you are acting and reacting. If you using the thought, you are adding signify to everything you're doing. So in that case, for us in Damanhur, you are living in a spiritual way, adding signify to everything. Like, for example, I don't know, a beautiful paint that you love, that is not only an object. You are adding a signify, because this painting is helping you to create more emotion. So if you do everything like beautiful paints, you are adding a signify to your life. So your life can be more interesting and can be happy, can be grateful for you. In that case, you, for us in Damanhur, in our philosophy, you are increasing your spirituality. Your spirituality is strongly connected to the happiness and to the love and to the emotion. Everything that can create happiness without create disease or pain for some of the people, everything that can be in the same time, something that can create respect from the other people and are increasing your happiness is for us something that is in a spiritual way very important.
Mm-hmm. You can also feel that in Damanhur, that that love and happiness is very important.
Yes.
I don't see a community smiling so much as in Damanhur. Maybe other communities also around the world, but I live in a normal town and I don't see that many happy people together, so that's great to see. And also the love for each other, that's, you can feel that very strong in Damanhur.
Yeah, And for us, it's very important to laugh together, to be happy, doing every aspect of the day that is normal from every other people all over the world. We are working every day. We need to produce because we need to have money to live. But in the same time, we try. It's not every time so good, but we are trying every day to smile and to understand that everything we do, if it's not only made for yourself, but is made for all the community, can be an enrichment of the community, can be a new differences that are created. And in Damaror, we create a party, we create moments where we can stay all together and share results. Today, all over the world, the people are doing a lot of fantastic, a lot of beautiful things. But in this kind of living all over the world that is very close to the Western society living, we lost a lot of experience because we don't write what we do every day. We don't record what we do. In true, every people all over the world every day who a huge quantity of beautiful aspect, but we only remember the bad ones. We need to come back to remember all together that every people all over the world every day do a lot of beautiful things. We need to remember that. So in Damaror, we are trying to do that, to remember from each other's that every day we do a lot of beautiful things. This is very important.
Yes.
The community helps us to understand that we are not alone and that the other people like. Okay.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. I see the time is running, and yes. There are some people also in this seminar, and I wondered if they have some questions. And if you have a question, you can push a button on your telephone, then I can see that you have a question, and I will read a few numbers of your telephone number, because I only see that, and then you can ask your question. Maybe you can say your name. So do you have questions as participants of this seminar? And if you have, you can push a button. You want to know more about how they deal with money or how they live together, or are there questions? You just need to push a button of your telephone, and then I can see that you have a question. Well, nobody is pushing a button right now. So maybe there are some difficulties with the language, or maybe there's some anxiety of being in the seminar.
But we are recording, so you can use the interview for the same.
Yes, yes, we are recording this also, so... So no questions for other people? You have the chance now to talk with the Damaror in person and ask directly. So just push a button if you want to know something. Okay. Well, nobody wants to ask a question.
Okay.
Well, then I want to thank you, Nyomo. And I will talk a little bit about the trip that I organize in June, but I will do that in Dutch, so you don't need to be there.
Yeah. Next.
Is there something more you want to tell, or you want to say something?
Very fast, I want to say that I hope that a lot of people can understand all over the world that we can do a lot of things. It's very important to stay together, to create groups, to create different groups that can have dreams. And the only way to growing up these dreams and to realize the dreams is to stay together. This is very important for every people all over the world.
Yes, to connect.
To connect together, yes.
Yes, okay. Well, thank you very much, Nyomo.
You're welcome.
And I hope to see you soon.
Yeah.
Yes, and we will be there in June in Damanhur, so we will probably see you also.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Ik zal nog even iets vertellen over de reis waar we het over hadden. In het interview. In juni organiseer ik een reis van 9 tot 14 juni. Waarin je Damanhur vanuit een diep niveau kunt ervaren. Normaal gesproken als je naar Damanhur toe gaat, dan zul je wat dingen aan de oppervlakte zien. En omdat ik al jaren in Damanhur kom en eigenlijk heel veel weet. En je eigenlijk kan verbinden met allerlei mensen. En dit speciale programma heb ontwikkeld samen met Damanhur. Kun je veel dieper kijken in Damanhur en het ervaren. Wat we gaan doen is ook een overnachting in de tempels. En dat is een hele speciale ervaring, omdat de tempels een hele speciale energie hebben. Die speciaal voor ons geprogrammeerd wordt ook. En we gaan boomhuizen bezoeken, we gaan de Music of the Plants ervaren. We gaan spiralen lopen. En nou ja, zoals Damanhur ook al zegt, de groep is heel belangrijk. Dus we zijn ook in een groep. En in die groep kun je ook ontzettend veel leren. Dus dat vind ik ook een pluspunt van met een groep erheen gaan. We gaan kijken naar de selfie-kaart. Dat zijn koperstructuren die bepaalde energie kunnen bevatten. Daar gaan we ook contact mee maken. We gaan eten in verschillende woongroepen. Gesprekken hebben met Damanhurianen. Dus het wordt een ontzettend leuke reis. En als neusje van de zalm is de volle maanritueel meemaken. Wat een hele bijzondere ervaring is. Wil je meer weten over deze reis, dan kun je dat vinden op www.life met een F en dan een gewoon streepje creations, dus creaties, maar dan in het Engels creations.nl/reizen. Daar vind je alle informatie over deze reis van 9 tot 14 juni. En in principe is de vroegboek termijn al verstreken, maar voor de mensen die aanwezig zijn geweest bij deze live seminar, wil ik nog de mogelijkheid bieden om binnen 3 dagen nog voor de vroegboekprijs mee te kunnen gaan. Je kunt dus alle informatie over die reis en de vroegboekprijs van €679 kun je vinden op de website. Nou, ik hoop dat je genoten hebt van dit seminar en je kunt me altijd bellen of mailen als je nog meer vragen hebt. Voor degene die graag de download willen hebben van wat er nodig is om Damanhur te kunnen bezoeken, daar heb ik een speciaal pakket voor gemaakt dat normaal €7,50 is. Maar voor degene die hier aanwezig zijn geweest, is het gratis. Ik kan niet zien wie jij bent, alleen maar door je telefoonnummer te zien. Dus wil je mij dan een mail even sturen met je telefoonnummer, zodat ik weet dat jij het bent geweest die in de seminar is geweest. En deze mail kun je sturen naar info@life-creations.nl. Ik wens je een hele fijne avond en graag tot ziens in juni. Bedankt. Ik ga nu deze seminar beëindigen.